watching you, and I want you to, you know, do well. So congrats, and Dirk might have another question, but
one more comment. You know, John D, our meteorologist, a big Husky hockey fan and a huge Blackhawk fan. He's from the Chicago area, so I guess next time I get a chance, Tanner, I'll have to send you a picture of him standing with his authentic Chicago Blackhawk uniform, and he has Carroll on the back. I'm showing it to Coach right now. Yeah. He's just waiting for a number. So as soon as you're brought up there, you know, he can get that number sewed on there. So everybody's very, like Coach said, very proud of you, Tanner. Very happy for your early success here in the pros, and we just can't wait to hopefully see you soon in the big league. And we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way. I know you're at practice now and you got to get going. So again, we can't thank you enough for taking some time out and score a couple of goals on Wednesday for us, if you could.
I'll do my best, but no, thank you. Thank you, Dirk, and thank you, Coach, and, you know, the whole community, just for the whole support. It's great. You know, I can definitely feel it, and it's definitely helping me along the way. So I really appreciate all the support from out there. Hope, you know, bring a little recognition.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tanner. We appreciate it. We'll let you go. Tanner Carroll joining us today on the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. And, again, thank him for taking some time. He's at the rink. That's why he's got that bad reception.
Yeah, it's too bad he's got the bad reception. But I think what he's saying at the end there is, you know, really thanking the community for all the support and, you know, that he can really feel it. And it's really helped him in his career. And just the development of Tanner from, you know, his freshman year to watching him now and even just listening to him speak and all the interviews he's had to do down in Rockford. I mean, he's really developed not only as a hockey player but as a young man. And he's a terrific spokesperson for Michigan Tech University and Michigan Tech hockey. And obviously, he's a great role model and spokesperson for the Copper Country. And, you know, he's doing it right. And, you know, we're just giving him all the support we can and hope he gets to that next level and does as well as he can.
Coach, so a lot of my friends wanted me to ask you, what is your gut feeling with Tanner Carroll as far as his? Well, you know, I mean, but you've seen so many of these guys move on to the pros. I mean, does he have a legitimate shot of being a regular player at the NHL level?
Well, he does. And I'll tell you the reason why. And I've coached over, I think, 90 guys now who play in the National Hockey League and watched one last night in Carl Hagelin in New York and, you know, Max Pacioretty in Montreal. And Andrew Cogliano is playing with Anaheim right now. Came out of St. Mike's, same place as Mike Neville. But Tanner has what he really has is the work ethic. And you know, he, number one, you know, his commitment to working hard and being a team player and doing what it takes to have success. And then you can talk about, so he's got those intangibles that, you know, not everybody has. You know, he's wired to be a hockey player, but then you look at the skills, the skating. You know, you watch a game now and the pace of the play and the skating, and you have to be able to skate, but at the same time, you got to compete. It doesn't matter how big or small you are. You watch, you know, that game last night. You really have to compete, and Tanner's really developed that. You know, he's come outside his comfort level and really pushed himself to the next level, and as far as the compete level goes, which is great. So, and he can skate. He's got good hockey sense. You know, like I said, he's a good team player all the way over around, and you know, can kill penalties, can play on your power play, can score, can make plays. So he's got a little bit of everything. Now, to make it to the next level, you know, you have to have a good base and you have to be a good player. And you need some luck, too, you know, and you need the opportunity. And that's the biggest thing is hopefully he's an organization in a spot where he'll do well enough where they'll give him an opportunity. But when you get that opportunity, you have to be ready, right? Because you never know how many chances you're going to get to impress. And obviously Chicago's got one of the best teams, so he's in an organization where they're very deep as far as talent goes, but he'll get an opportunity somewhere along the line, and I know he'll be ready to take advantage of that. So I talked way too long about the question, you know, I got into it, but he has the capabilities to play at the next level.
Is the fact that he's such a good two-way player, I mean, as far as good in his own zone and good offensively, raise his value to NHL guys?
Well, it does, and I think that's one of the biggest things when we're talking to a lot of NHL teams about Tanner after the season was where where will he play at the national hockey level? What at the NHL level? What type of players are going to be? Is he going to be a top six player? Is he going to be a solid third line guy? He can play both ways, or is he going to be an energy fourth line guy? You know, so I think that's what they look at. You know, they've got structure. They've got sort of. Some teams do, some don't, but most teams will have your top six and then your bottom six. So where is he going to play? What role is he going to play on that team? And I think that's the big question going forward. I mean, to me, you know, he's a solid third-line player at the next level. Now, can he jump into that top two lines? You know, maybe. That's to be seen, and that's how he develops and, you know, what organization he goes to. And obviously he's with Chicago now and what opportunities they give him.
All right. If we could – talk a little bit about some of the other seniors and what they're, we know about them. Yeah. I know there's some questions coming up on that, but I wanted to ask too. Blake Pietl, of course, is the big one. David Johnstone, Riley. We talked a little bit about Blake Hedela playing a couple of games in Colorado. You know, what's going on with these guys?
Yeah, well, let's start with Blake. You brought up Blake Pietl first. Blake, right after the season, shortly thereafter, flew out to New Jersey just to get his leg checked. As we all remember, he cannot play that game against St. Cloud, which, you know, was too bad. You know, I felt bad for Blake. Here he is, your senior year. You've done everything you can. You finally get in the NCAA tournament, you help get your team there, and then you can't play in the game because of a freak leg thing. To this day, nobody really knows what it was. I mean, he went to New Jersey. They checked him out thoroughly and, you know, the best doctors in the world. And could really not find what happened or was a cause to it. So that's a good thing.
So is he fine?
He's fine. Okay. Yeah, he's fine. So, and they wanted to make sure they, you know, prodded him and poked him and checked him out because they were going to offer him a contract. And before you do that, you want to make sure that, you know, you're getting, you know, goods that are not damaged.
Sure.
And everything went fine. So, so Blake did actually sign with the New Jersey Devils. We haven't released that. I don't know if they've really released it, so we'll have something coming out. But so Blake has signed with the Devils, and he's just back home in Brighton and getting ready to get married this summer, as is Tanner.
Right.
And Blake will obviously start his pro career in the fall. He'll go to development camp sometime this summer, and then obviously next fall he'll go and start his pro career. So we're excited for both Tanner and Blake as they move forward. Blake Hedel. Yeah, Blake Hedel had a chance to go play out in Colorado after the season, and he did that. So he went out there and played, I think, three games. I think he got in three games and got his feet wet a little bit, found out what pro hockey's like. So I know Blake's down in Minocqua, Wisconsin, and he's always enjoyed golf. He's a heck of a golfer, loves being out on the golf course. So and someday he might have a career in that, depending what he does with hockey. But he's down there right now in Minocqua, and I think it's Minocqua Country Club, I want to be right on that, and that he's got a job down there interning. So
great.
He's learning all about, you know, running a golf course. And, you know, who knows? Maybe someday he'll be back in the comfort country, maybe when Mo gets done. I don't know, but if Mo ever gets done. But so that's what Blake's going to do, and I think he's got to decide if he wants to, you know, try and play hockey in the winter and then, you know, good combination, you know, in the summer go back and work at the golf course and move your way up the ranks. So. That's what those three players are doing, and obviously Blake's getting married too. Something in the water up here this year. But all three of those guys, and then obviously Riley Sweeney's back home in BC. He's got one class to go to graduate. He's taking an internship out there, and he wants to give hockey a go. So he's a free agent, so he'll have to start at, you know, one of the lower levels, minor league levels somewhere, and work his way up. So, but he'll spend his summer out in BC and get ready for that. And obviously, the fifth senior is David Johnstone, and David had surgery right after the season. His, you know, he played hurt quite a bit the last half of the year there, and I don't think people realize that he just wasn't himself. Well, most of the year he missed quite a few games, and got to a point where he's healthy enough to come back and play without having surgery. If he would have had surgery, his year probably would have been done. So he wanted to give it a chance, and I give David credit. So he finally had surgery after the season on his shoulder there, just to clean some things up. And he's back home downstate now, and you know, he's a free agent also. So he'll get some interest. He'll have a chance to play, just where he ends up next year. So because of the injury, you know, he might not start at, you know, where he wanted to at the highest level, but I'm sure he'll be fine. And you know, he's got talent. He's got some things you can't teach people. So.
Well, you look at David Johnstone, and you know, he had four goals this year, right. And you know, not a prolific goal scorer. You know, averaged around 10, I think, the first 3 years. But you add six more goals to him.
Oh, sure.
to the team this year.
Two more.
At the right times. I mean, you really can dissect it a million ways.
But it really
could make a huge difference.
Well, he puts one in maybe in one of the regular season games that we don't win or tie, and you know, you get first place. You put one in St. Cloud when he came out of the corner, hit the post there, and you're moving on. You know, you live to see another day.